ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء رسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد my brothers and sisters, this is the third of the series which we are doing on the basic building block of society, which is the couple, the husband and the wife. This is the basic building block of society, and as I said, the aqd, the nikah, the aqd, the marriage in Islam is an agreement between two people. And if this agreement is made with the intention on both sides that we will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's it. One point agreement, which is we will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever it takes to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will do this. And if you do that, then what is the benefit of that? And we have been seeing that last 2 days I mentioned this, and specifically I mentioned the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, not only because it is the best example for this, but also these are the days of Hajj and Dhul Hijjah, which commemorate the life of these people, that whole family of Ibrahim alayhi salam, himself, his wife and his son, which exemplify for us the principles of Islam and the whole object of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So I mentioned yesterday the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, where he left his family in the valley of Makkah, and he made this dua in which he said basically three things. He said, I left them, Rabbana inni askantu min dhurriyati bi wadin ghayri dhi zar'in inda baytikal muharrami rabbana li yuqimus salah faj'al af'idatan minan nas tahwi ilayhim warzuqhum minat thamarati la'allahum yashkurun. Where he said, oh Allah, I have left my family in this valley which is barren, which has no cultivation or anything in it, so that they will establish salah. So the first and foremost thing that he says, and as I said yesterday, usually if you are in a situation like that, the first thing you will ask for is safety for them, protection for them, there is no one to help them, please help them. No, Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying, I left them there for salah. So this tells us that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, inna Allah ma'al ladhina taqaw wal ladhina hum muhsinun, Allah is with the people of taqwa and with the people of ihsan. What is the symbol of taqwa and ihsan? From Hadith Jibreel, we know when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, وَمَا الْإِحْسَانِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ What is إِحْسَانِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ What did he say? He said, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَى فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. He said, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you can see him, and if you cannot see him, you know that he sees you. So therefore, salah is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the example of salah as the example of taqwa and ihsan. And when the person has taqwa and ihsan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily Allah is with the person of taqwa and ihsan. So therefore, when we establish salah, let us not imagine that this is only for the ajr which Allah will give in the akhirah. Inshallah, that also is there. We don't deny that. Of course, that is there. But it is also the solution for every single thing that we have or we want or we need in this life. And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri wa salah. O you who believe, take the help, take isti'anat from sabr and salah. So anytime you have any issue or any problem or whatever, and even if you have no problem, then to make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have sabr and salah. What is sabr? Sabr is to make the maximum effort in the line that you want a success in, and then stand in salah and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we have the situation of Ibrahim alayhi salam, his wife and his son, and we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Ibrahim alayhi salam to sacrifice his son. And this is something which, again, it is the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which Ibrahim alayhi salam saw in a dream, right? So imagine, this is not just a test, but it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself called it, he said, you have saddaqta ar-ruya, Allah said that you have fulfilled and visualized and fulfilled your dream, and which was given to him. So this is now issue is that, if it's a wahi in the sense of Jibreel alayhi salam comes and says, this is what Allah wants you to do, that's a certain level of importance and certain level of directness to that. But just seeing something in a dream, right? Even though he is a Nabi, he is also a human being, he is also a father of a child which he got after literally decades of dua, not just, you know, a couple of years, decades of dua. In many, or people say, Mufassirin say he was about 86 or 87 when this baby was born, right? Now, at that time, and we are talking now about, say, 10 years later, so he is like 96 years old, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he's seeing this dream. that he is sacrificing his son to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What would you think would happen to the heart of the man when he has this dream? That's one thing. Then he goes and he sacrifices various animals and so on and so forth, because he's a farmer, he's got camels, he's got sheep, he just sacrifices them because, you know, as we say, the diya, which is the blood money, for a person who's, instead of execution, is 100 camels. That's the diya. So Ibrahim alayhi salam did all of that. He continues to see the dream. So therefore, he now goes and has this conversation with his son. The ayat of the Quran, Surah Saffat, it's an ayat. I think we should all, in terms of upbringing of children, we should all sit together as a family, read this ayat and reflect on this. The kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'll read that for you just now. Think about his wife also. Here is this lady. She's got only one child. It's not as if she's got 10 children, so okay, no one. No, she's got one. That's it. That is one child. That's it. Husband is 96 years old. Right? And that little child, and who's this husband? First of all, after the child is born, this husband takes her and the child and leaves her in this boondocks, back of beyond. There is no one there. And then the husband comes after 10 years, when this child is about 10 years old, maybe 9 years old or something, and this husband wants to sacrifice the child in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do you think must be going on in the mind of the woman also? Alhamdulillah, she is our mother, the mother of prophets. Ali Shariati, who is one of the historians, he says that this lady, Hajar alayhi salam, she was African and she was a former slave, which was given by the king of Egypt to Sarah alayhi salam, the other wife of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Sarah gave her to Ibrahim alayhi salam, who freed her and he married her. So this was, now imagine, this is the lady, and Allah made her the mother of prophets. Now, a line of prophets comes from. And so therefore, this is her situation. And then now, this little child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. Allah said, when he was old enough to walk with his father. Now imagine, if you are saying old enough to walk with if I'm looking at those, I will not say he's old enough to walk with his father. He's an adult on his own. He's learning, he's living, mashallah, alhamdulillah, right? He will get married in due course, inshallah. May Allah give him a beautiful and a good spouse who will, both of them together will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not talking about people of that age, right? We're not even talking about Uzair's age or Fawaz's age. You're talking about old enough to walk means what? Means a little child who's old enough to walk with a father. So you're not talking about a full-grown adult. You're not even talking about a teenager who has this tarbiyah of the mother and the father and is able to understand and so on. You're talking about a little kid. So that's why they say maybe he was 9 years old, maybe 10 years old. Allah knows best. Allah says, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ, Ibrahim alayhi salam says to him, يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ. He said, oh my son, I have seen in my dream that I am sacrificing you, I am slaughtering you. إِنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. I mean, these words, فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى, look and see, what do you see? مَاذَا تَرَى, what do you see? Now, in the translations, this is always translated as, I have not understood why, because tara is to see. Fandur madha tara, the translation is put as, see, what do you think? But tara is not think, tara is see. Now, think about this. This is a conversation between a father who is 96 years old and a son who is maybe 10 years old, 9 years old. And this son has never actually seen and the father, because when the father left the son was a little baby. What would he have seen the father, or what would he have recognized the father? So this son is a son who is brought up by a single parent, by the mother alone. Father is nowhere on the scene for 10 years. And then when the father comes on the scene, he wants to slaughter the son. And he's not trying to deceive the son. He's not saying, come, I'll, buy you a lollipop and it takes. No, he's telling him directly to his face, this is what I have seen in my dream. You look, what do you see? Look where? in your heart? What do you see? This is a conversation with a little kid. If I say, look, what do you see? I can bet you, if I ask you this question and say, now look in your heart, what do you see? I don't know how many of you can. I don't know if even I can answer this. If I say, look in my heart, what do I see? You know, I'll see stars. I mean, what do I see? Because we are so disconnected with ourselves. The problem is, we are so completely disconnected with ourselves. Our internal reality is, we don't know. We are completely engrossed in the external environment. Now, we must be in the external environment also. I mean, nobody says that, you know, forget the whole world. No, Allah did not send us into the world to forget the world. Allah sent us into this world to live in this world in a way where we become examples of goodness for everybody else. So, definitely, we need to be engaged with the external world. But what about the internal world? How can we be completely cut off and distracted from the internal? We can't. We have to be engaged with that also. Now, here is this little kid. Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying, Fanzur maza tara. Look, what do you see? Ajeeb. That's why I'm saying, you know, sit with your family. Take this one ayat and think and say, if this conversation was happening between me and you, what would we say? Fanzur maza tara. And then see the example. Qala, he said, Ya abati, O my father, if'al ma tumaru. Do what you have been commanded. Satajiduni insha'allahu minas sabirin. Insha'Allah, you will find me among people who have sabr. You will find me that I have sabr. Now see the wording. He says, first of all, he says, do what you have been commanded. He doesn't say, what kind of thing is this? I mean, I never saw you before. Now you come, you want to kill me. What is this? No. He's saying, do what you have been commanded. And inshallah, I will have sabr. And he's saying inshallah because, you know, I mean, when was the last time you were slaughtered? How do you know what happens? You know, is it painful, not painful? We don't know. So it's inshallah, I will have sabr. So tajiduni inshallahu minas sabirin. This is the result. The result of a husband and wife who have this contract and understanding between themselves that we are going to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. Then they bring up children automatically who are also on the same contract. They say, we will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what is the result of this? Did Ibrahim alayhi salam slaughter his son dead, now he has no son? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need anything from any of us. هو الغني حميد هو الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد. Allah does not need anything from anybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests in order to help us to increase our own darajat. Result of the test, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you have saddaqta ar-ruya, you have fulfilled the dream. Jibril alayhi salam came with a ram from Jannah, and the ram was slaughtered, and Ismail alayhi salam, nothing happened. There are a lot of stories with regard to this, of what happened, and you know, when the knife was put on his neck, and so on and so on, and people tell a lot of stories. Wallahu alam how, what the authenticity of those stories are. The fact remains that the son, nothing happened to him, no harm came to him, and he was not killed, and the ram, Ibrahim alayhi salam, slaughtered, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam to rebuild the Kaaba. What is the meaning of that? It means that everyone from that day onwards till the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps the Kaaba, whenever that day is, Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam get the reward of every tawaf which is made. They get the reward of every salah which is prayed. Millions of people, including all the Anbiya alayhimus salam, including Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, the tawaf of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reward goes to Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam because they built the Kaaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the place where Ibrahim alayhi salam used to stand for the building, Maqam Ibrahim. In the Quran, Allah said, Fihi, in this place, in the haram, is the Maqam of Ibrahim, which is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives him this honor, that his place of standing is called Maqam Ibrahim. And then Allah does not leave aside the mother. Her sa'i, her effort between Safa and Marwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this a rukun of Umrah. There is no umrah if you don't do sa'i. She did it because she had a reason. We do it in remembrance of what she did. And who does it? Everybody, including Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Tawaf of the Kaaba, sa'i between Safa and Marwa. And then on this day, on 10th of Dhul Hijjah, the Qurbani. The Udhiya for the Hujjaj, the Hadi for the Hujjaj, and the Udhiya, the Qurbani for all of us, all over the world. The animal is slaughtered, not because we need the meat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the meat and the blood does not come to Allah, but your taqwa comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, this is a sign of your taqwa, that you will relive and you will rekindle and you will remember the sacrifice that Ibrahim alayhi salam made. These are the wages, this is the reward of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then rafa'ana laka dhikrak, about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and these people, that Allah raises your mention and Allah keeps your mention alive as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. The whole world knows Ibrahim alayhi salam. Even people who are not Muslim, the people say three religions of the Ibrahimi faith, Jewish religion, the Christian religion and the Muslim religion. Even though the people are not following, but they say, we are Abrahamic faiths, the religions of Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is the wages, this is the reward of doing the work to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. This is not restricted. And again, see the examples which you are giving. It's not restricted to, we are not talking about Ibrahim alayhi salam was a great imam of this great masjid and he gave all these lectures and he did. No, he wrote all these books, nothing. We are talking about the domestic life of three people. What does it tell you? It tells you that you don't have to be a great mufti or something. No, in our own lives, whatever it is that you are doing, as long as you live that life, only and only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah al-musta'a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you barakah in this world, He will give you reward in the next world, and He will keep alive your memory and your mention in the minds and in the hearts of people as long as He wishes. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live our lives only and only to please Him jalla jalaluhu, to do all our actions only with this criterion, to say, does this please Allah? And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us, to forgive our sins and to accept our amal. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.